Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Quest of the Simple Life. W.J. Dawson's Search for Simplicity presents a classic-minded guide to living with less inner noise and more deliberate purpose. Drawing on the themes associated with Dawson, a well-known essayist and preacher who wrote about character, conscience, and modern pressures, the book frames simplicity as a practical ethic rather than a decorative lifestyle. Instead of treating minimalism as an aesthetic trend, it explores simplicity as a way to reclaim attention, reduce needless desires, and strengthen the habits that support meaningful work and relationships. Readers can expect reflections on how ambition, consumption, and social expectation can crowd out joy, as well as how clearer priorities can restore steadiness and self-respect. Positioned within a personal development context, this title aims to help readers design a life that feels lighter, calmer, and more intentional, while still honoring responsibility, creativity, and service. It is a thoughtful invitation to choose what matters most and let the rest fall away. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, simplicity as a moral and practical choice. A central idea is that simplicity is not merely about owning fewer things, but about making cleaner choices that align conduct with values. In this framing, the clutter that harms us is as much mental and social as it is material. The book emphasizes that many forms of modern suffering come from divided aims, chasing approval while claiming independence, or pursuing comfort while longing for purpose. Simplicity becomes a discipline of integration, bringing motives, habits, and commitments into harmony. That approach encourages readers to examine why they want what they want, and whether their goals are borrowed from fashion, status, or fear. The practical side shows up in prioritization, selecting a smaller set of duties and ambitions that can be carried with integrity rather than an exhausting list sustained by anxiety. Readers are prompted to see simplicity as a stabilizing force that improves judgment, reduces impulsive decisions, and makes room for deeper work. By treating simplicity as both ethical and usable, the book argues that a simpler life can still be energetic and productive, just less scattered and less dependent on external validation. Secondly, escaping the tyranny of excess and social pressure. Another major theme is the way excess grows through imitation and comparison. The book highlights how societies normalize overwork, overconsumption, and constant performance, then label the resulting exhaustion as personal failure. Dawson associated simplicity with freedom from this external compulsion, urging a return to self-direction. The analysis points to subtle pressures, the need to appear successful, the fear of missing out, and the belief that busyness proves worth. These forces can push people into spending more, committing more, and worrying more than they would choose if their lives were truly their own. Simplicity, in contrast, is presented as resistance. It involves choosing standards that do not change every time the crowd changes its mind. The reader is encouraged to practice selective disengagement, limiting exposure to influences that inflate desire and anxiety. The payoff is not isolation, but regained autonomy. By lowering the volume of social noise, a person can hear their real priorities again, making decisions that fit their character and circumstances. This topic speaks directly to readers who feel trapped in a cycle of expectations that never ends. Thirdly, inner life, attention, and the cultivation of peace. The book treats simplicity as an inner condition supported by outer arrangements. A simpler life is portrayed as one that protects attention, because attention is the gateway to gratitude, creativity, and moral clarity. When attention is constantly fractured, even good things lose their savor. Dawson linked simplicity with quietness of spirit, not as escapism, but as a foundation for steady action. Readers are guided to consider how they start and end their days, how often they interrupt themselves, and how frequently they trade depth for stimulation. Simplicity here becomes the practice of choosing fewer inputs and better inputs. It can mean creating small rituals, setting boundaries around work and communication, and restoring reflective habits like journaling, prayer, or contemplation depending on the reader's worldview. The emphasis is on strengthening the inner core so that life is not ruled by moods and impulses. Peace is not promised as permanent comfort, but as a more durable steadiness that helps a person handle stress without being dominated by it. This topic makes the case that personal development starts with the quality of one's inner climate. Fourthly, work, ambition, and purposeful living without burnout. Simplicity is also applied to ambition and labor. Rather than condemning achievement, the book argues for ambition that is ordered, humane, and connected to service. A recurring warning is that uncontrolled striving can become a substitute for identity, leaving people productive but hollow. The simple life is presented as a way to keep work in its rightful place, important but not ultimate. The reader is encouraged to evaluate whether their work supports the life they want or whether the life is being sacrificed to maintain an image of success. This perspective naturally leads to more intentional goal setting, choosing goals that reflect personal calling and capacity, and letting go of goals that exist mainly to impress. The book suggests that when aims are clear, effort becomes cleaner. You can work hard without constant self-conflict because you know why you are working and what you are willing to trade for it. This topic benefits readers facing burnout or chronic overcommitment, offering a philosophy of measured effort. It also reinforces that simplicity does not mean shrinking life, but concentrating it. Lastly, relationships, character, and the simple virtues. The book links simplicity to character and the quality of relationships. When life is overcomplicated, people often become impatient, inconsistent, and unavailable, even to those they love. Dawson associated a simpler life with the recovery of plain virtues, honesty, reliability, kindness, and courage. These traits flourish when a person is not constantly rushing, managing appearances, or chasing the next upgrade. Simplicity makes room for presence, listening, and the small, repeated acts that build trust over time. The theme also touches on integrity, living in a way that matches one's stated beliefs. When a person reduces contradictions, relationships become less performative and more real. The book implies that community is not built by grand gestures, but by steady faithfulness, and that simplicity supports this steadiness. Readers are encouraged to choose commitments they can honor, speak more truthfully, and avoid the subtle resentments that arise from doing too much for too many reasons. In this view, simplicity is relational as well as personal. It helps people become easier to live with, more grounded in conflict, and more generous in everyday interactions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel overwhelmed by modern life, are curious about minimalism but want something deeper than decluttering, or are seeking a values-based approach to personal development. It will also appeal to people who appreciate older, reflective writing that emphasizes character and conscience alongside practical living. The main benefit is that it reframes simplicity as a tool for designing a life with clearer priorities, calmer attention, and more consistent integrity. By encouraging readers to reduce divided aims and social imitation, it can help them make decisions that feel lighter and more self-directed, from commitments and spending to work habits and relationships. Compared to many contemporary self-help titles that focus on hacks, productivity systems, or quick transformations, this book offers a sturdier philosophical foundation. Its advantage is the emphasis on why simplicity matters, not only how to organize it. That makes the guidance more adaptable across different lifestyles, budgets, and life stages. If you want a thoughtful companion for simplifying your inner life as well as your calendar and possessions, this book is a worthy purchase. If you would like to support W.J. Dawson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.